The Senate has passed a new bill which gives the eSafety Commissioner sweeping new powers to force platforms to remove abusive or violent content and block sites that refuse. The legislation extends the online takedown scheme to adults and increases the maximum penalty for using a carriage service to harass to 5 years imprisonment. But critics are warning the legislation is rushed, it's poorly drafted and gives the eSafety Commissioner significant powers to censor online content. Paul Fletcher is the Minister for Communications, Urban Infrastructure, Cities and the Arts, and my guest. Welcome to the program.
Good to be with you, Pico.
Take me through how this bill expands the existing powers of the eSafety Commissioner.
Well, it gives effect to a 2019 election commitment that we made that we'd introduce a new Online Safety Act. So first of all, it takes our existing scheme to deal with the cyberbullying of children, which has been in place since 2015. It extends that. For example, it goes beyond social media services like Facebook or Twitter, and now extends to other kinds of online activity, for example, in chat rooms associated with digital games. But what it also does is introduces a new scheme to deal with the cyber abuse of Australian adults. And so if you're at the receiving end of vicious online abuse, what you'll be able to do is go to the eSafety Commissioner, make a complaint, provide obviously a screenshot or other evidence of the material. The eSafety Commissioner will then make a decision as to whether that material breaches or reaches the test in the Act in terms of harmful online material. Now, that test is quite a high test. It's certainly a lot higher than the one that applies to cyberbullying of children. That's so for two reasons. We've got to have a proper balance with freedom of speech issues, and also adults are more resilient than children. But at the same time, at the moment, the problem we have is that people could be the subject of the most vicious online abuse, and there's very little practical remedy. The practical remedy here is that if the eSafety Commissioner issues a requirement, an order, to the platform that it be taken down, the platform will be required to comply. And what people overwhelmingly say when they're at the receiving end of this kind of content, or, for example, unauthorised sharing of intimate images or other kinds of content where the eSafety Commissioner has powers, is that overwhelmingly what they're looking for is to get the material down as quickly as possible.
So the bill extends the takedown scheme to adults. What steps would someone need to go through to get the content taken down? You say it goes to the commissioner.
Yep.
So the
standard practice is we first ask you to make a complaint to the platform using their complaints processes. But if you don't get a response, you can then go to the eSafety Commissioner, who will investigate it, who will assess it, determine whether it meets the statutory criteria in the Act. And if so, she will now be in a position to issue a notice to the platform requiring that the material be taken down. Now, she'll also have the power to issue a civil penalty against the person who's posted the material. So it's a range of regulatory tools here, which are designed to help make the internet a safer place for Australians to be interacting. Of course, many of us make extensive use of social media, but the practical difficulty has been that the most vicious online abuse at the moment, if you're the victim of that, it's often very hard to have anything done about it.
It certainly is. Now, the government received 400 submissions on this draft legislation, but you introduced the bill 10 days later. Doesn't that suggest it's been rushed?
On the contrary, we've consulted very, very carefully on this. So we took to the 2019 election a promise that we would have a new Online Safety Act. We issued a detailed discussion paper in late 2019, and we had many submissions on that. We consulted carefully on it. We had quite a number of roundtable discussions, some of which I attended. We took the output of all of that and produced an exposure draft in late 2020, which was also out for comment. And we received feedback and carefully considered that feedback. What we're also doing in this Act is it gives the Minister the power to issue what are called the basic online safety expectations. So these will set out for the tech industry. Here's what the Parliament, on behalf of the Australian people, expects that you do. You have to have a complaints process. It needs to be easy to find on the website where you lodge a complaint. And being very clear to them, here is what the Australian Parliament expects of you, and we'll ask them to report against their compliance with those expectations.
Minister, why did the government decide to vote down an amendment that carved out sex education and harm reduction content from the scheme?
Well, we've weighed up all of the amendments that were put forward, and it's a natural part of the process. When you go through the Senate, I think there were probably 10 or 11 amendments that were put. Some of those amendments ended up being passed, but we've weighed them all up on the merits, and what we have produced, a carefully balanced framework built on careful and extensive consultation over a two-year period.
The eSafety Commissioner, Julie Inman-Grant, is highly respected, but what's your response to concerns that you're giving the power of the office too much power, that the powers are too sweeping?
Well, I don't think that is a fair criticism. It's important to recognise that a decision of the eSafety Commissioner can be appealed to the Administrative Appeals Tribunal. So there's good and proper process there. And the eSafety Commissioner and her staff, and we've provided significant funding for additional resources, in fact, $125 million in funding over the next 4 years, they've got to comply and apply the statutory criteria. So there's a very clear framework within which they operate. And if a decision is made which either the platform or the person who's posted the material objects to, there is an appeal process to the Administrative Appeals Tribunal. But I'd make this point. We've had this scheme operating in relation to cyberbullying of children. We've had this scheme operating in relation to abhorrent, violent material, unauthorised sharing of intimate images, so a series of problematic content areas, and it has worked effectively to provide victims quick and effective recompense. But I do make the point, there is an appeals process, as is good and proper when it comes to administrative decisions.
As a Sydney MP, how concerned are you by the coronavirus outbreak in New South Wales?
Well, naturally, I am concerned. At the same time, I have confidence in the government of Gladys Berejiklian. I think the Berejiklian government has carefully managed these issues over the last 15 months or so, carefully weighed up risks, weighed up the issues, and I think they've done that in a way that has allowed people to get on with their lives while managing the health issues. If you look at the way that they've applied...
Yeah, that's it. That's so far, right? But obviously this is risky because it's the Delta strain.
And again, the Berejiklian government, of course, taking health advice but also weighing up other considerations. You know, the use of technology that we've seen from the New South Wales government with things like the check-in app. You know, New South Wales had a standardised check-in app months ahead of certainly of Victoria. That's just one of many ways in which I think the Berejiklian government has worked very hard to get the balance right between protecting the community but also allowing important economic and social and community activity and interaction to continue. And so I have confidence in the way that they are working through the process now. These are difficult decisions. But it's a government that I think has been approaching this the right way.
You'll be going back to Sydney, will you, where you'll be stuck?
Well, Sydney's where I live, so...
But you
I
can't leave Sydney if you're in one of those areas, and I believe you are.
Well, Sydney is a world city, TK. It's a great city to be in.
Okay, well, you're going to be stuck there. Paul Fletcher, thanks for joining me.
Thanks very much.